This is the place where rock lives. 1027 WNEW FM, New York. Hello and welcome to Scott Muni's Ticket to Ride, a one-hour radio series devoted exclusively to the phenomenon known as the Beatles. She's got a ticket to ride, but she don't care. When the Beatles first set foot in America, Scott Muni was there to greet them. It was the beginning of a lifelong friendship. From the early Liverpool days to the present, Scott Muni will be our guide with comments and memories from some of rock and roll's brightest stars. But most importantly, we'll hear the music that shaped a generation.
Welcome to your Ticket to Ride. I'm Scott Muni. This week we're going to turn our spotlight on the Beatles' affable drummer, Ringo Starr. Aside from providing the solid rock backbone of the Beatles' music, Ringo Starr embodied the band at their good-humored best. We'll talk to Ringo about the early days, about how he came to be a Beatle. And later on, I'll even have a very unusual story about what happened with Ringo on one particular day in one particular hotel. That plus Beatles history, trivia, and a Beatle cover song, all coming your way on this week's Ticket to Ride. She's got a ticket to ride, but
she don't care. Have you made the Panadol discovery? Aspirin-free Panadol, as strong a pain reliever as you can buy. Two tablets are 1,000 milligrams of maximum strength relief, and Panadol won't upset your stomach. It's 100% aspirin-free. All over the world, hospitals use Panadol. Doctors recommend Panadol. Millions of people rely on Panadol for fast headache relief. Panadol, as strong a pain reliever as you can buy, and it's 100% aspirin-free. Panadol. Use only as directed.
Hi, I'm Gene Shalit, and I have a question for you. Why are you still listening to me talk about Stage 2 when you could be playing Stage 2? What Stage 2? Where have you been? It's the hottest new trivia game in town, the two-stage trivia game. Just listen. For what movie did Jessica Lange win a 1982 Oscar? Tootsie. What word goes with a kind of diving board or preseason baseball training? Spring, that's right. Now, what title for former German leaders comes from the Latin word for Caesar? Kaiser. And that's just for openers, because after you answer six questions like those, you guess what the answers have in common. That's the explosive second stage of Stage 2. Now, let's see what those answers were. Tootsie, Spring, Kaiser. They're all rolls. Hey, nobody said this was easy, but it sure is fun. So you ought to roll yourself away from the radio right now and get yourself Stage 2. Because after you've played Trivial Pursuit, you're ready for Stage 2, the new two-stage trivia game from Milton Bradley. Way to go, Milt.
I'm Scott Muni. Welcome back to Ticket to Ride.
Ringo.
There's Ringo.
Ringo, yeah?
Oh!
He's called Ringo because of his passion for wearing lots of rings.
Ringo, could I have a couple of words with you? Yeah. I'd like you to tell me exactly what's exactly the matter with your throat. I understand.
Nothing.
In the now, what do you think of Paul McCartney?
Oh, I like him. He's quite nice, you know.
Here?
Once you get to know him.
Is it true?
If you want it all, I hope you will enjoy the coming sports day of our life is Mama's little boy.
Richard Starkey was born on July 7th, 1940, in the modest section of Liverpool, Dingle. Right from the beginning, life demanded a lot of tolerance from him. Days after his birth, Liverpool was treated to a bombing attack, courtesy of Nazi Germany. Young Richard Starkey was frequently sick. He was in and out of hospitals often as a child, and constantly it interrupted his education. When he was 11, his mother married a man named Harry Graves. It was his stepfather who bought him his first drum kit and encouraged him to play it. What appeared to be a dreary childhood didn't keep Richard Starkey from going about life with a certain cheerfulness. Years later, Ringo would say that if he had it to do all over again, he wouldn't change a thing.
Well, I've always thought I'd never change anything, even the bad times, you know, because then they showed you what the good times were. You know, you have something to compare if you haven't both.
Yeah.
I mean, I've enjoyed most of it, you know. And I was a sickly child, and I'd go through that again if I was here now.
It Don't Come Easy, sort of a theme song from Ringo Starr. In the late 1950s, Ringo began to pick up jobs with skiffle groups. In 1960, he joined a band called The Hurricanes, who backed up a singer named Rory Storm. At the time, Rory Storm and The Hurricanes were immensely popular in Liverpool. In fact, they were more popular than the Beatles were at that time. In 1961, the two rival bands traveled to Hamburg together. They each played a different club in Hamburg's bar district. And it was there that Ringo Starr first played drums with the rest of the Beatles.
I met the Beatles in Germany when I was there with another group, and we used to have to work 12 hours between the two groups, you know, when we got to know each other pretty well. And we all came back to England, and their drummer was sick, so they asked me would I sit in, you know, just for a day or so till he got better. And I said, yeah, and then I did that, and then I went with another group again, you know, and they got him back. And then he was sick again, and they came and asked me, you know. So every time he was sick, they just used to come and ask me to sit in, which I used to love it, you know, because they were a much better group than the one I was with. And Brian Epstein phoned me up and said, would you like to join the Beatles, you know. He said, he phoned me up on a Tuesday and said, would you join the Beatles? I said, yeah. He said, well, can you get home tonight? And I said, oh, I can't leave the other group just like that, you know. Must give a bit of notice. So I said, I'll be there Saturday. And then I arrived Saturday. We had about 2 hours rehearsal, and then we played that night, and we've been playing ever since. This was in August 1962.
Well, how come you say you will when you won't? Say you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth, how is love real? But well, honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't.
And tell me how you feel. Tell me love is real. Mm-hmm. Words of love you whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you.
That Beatle recording of Buddy Holly's Words of Love features Ringo playing drums on a packing case. In February of 1964, the Beatles entered into a new phase in their booming careers. Their record company decided that the Beatles would make a film. It would be a low-budget comedy, and the idea was to have it generate lots of sales of the soundtrack. But the Beatles turned that film into a vehicle for superstardom. For Ringo Starr, it was the beginning of a long and successful film career. The film was called A Hard Day's Night. And as the story goes, Ringo even named it.
Did you think of the title of A Hard Day's Night?
Yes.
How did you do it?
I don't know. It just came out. We went to do a job, you know, and we worked all day, and we happened to work all night, and I came out still thinking it was day, I suppose, and said, it's been a hard day. Looked around, it was dark, and said, night. And so we came to A Hard Day's Night.